the second half of Ashrei, the first part of Ashrei. Warren Shabbos says that every day say Ashrei and five Hallelujahs. More Bracha says, Kala Omer, you say Ashrei three times a day, Rabban Olam Haba. More says, what's special about Ashrei? It has the Aleph base, and it has Pasech, Shudech Matbil Chochai Ratzon. Now, what is Ashrei? When the Gemara talks about Ashrei, and Tehillim is Tehillah David. The pasuk before Tehillah David in the previous kapitul is Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalo Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. We begin Asher Yoshev Vesech Odeh Luchasel. Why? More talks about the Chassidim HaRishonim, who before they daven, they spent 9 hours a day davening. What they do? An hour before davening in the morning, they were learning. They daven for an hour, then they daven afterwards. Mincha, an hour before Mincha took an hour. Of course, it's interesting that the Shachar took an hour and the Mincha took an hour and the Marav took an hour. But Amora says, why did they spend an hour preparing for davening? Asher Yoshev Veitzecha Od Yaluch Hasela. First you Yoshev Yitzecha, then you Halucha Selah. Okay, let me sit down. What does it mean, Ashrei Yoshev Yitzecha? Ashrei. Take a look. The first word in Tehillim is Ashrei. Ashrei Ho'ish. Ashrei Ho'olach Ba'atzas V'shayim. What does that mean? Happiness, satisfaction have very different, people appreciate it in different ways. David HaMelech here says, Asher Yish, what is the basic satisfaction that a person can have in this world? He's not talking about the next world. Made overwhelming amount of money. He achieved this, achieved that. No. The happiness of a human being. Yishurav Shalish. The true happiness of a human being is Lo Halach Ba'atzas V'Shay. Ashrei, the true happiness of a man is if he's Yoshve Veisach. Someone Yoshev Beis Hashem is basically a happy person. And with that sense of satisfaction being Yoshev Yitzchak, then that leads a person to Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He recognizes that that's the source of true happiness. What does it mean, Asher Hom Shekocholo? The happiness of a person is that this is that Kochalo refers to the previous psukim. That's what is this kapitel Kufmem Dalet about? It begins talking about evil people. And Then it says, Asher bonenu, our children, kintiyim, mugudolim b'nureim b'nosenu kuzovios, utavos tavnus heich. Our sons are extensions of their parents. They continue to grow their entire lives. Mazavenu Malayim Fikim, and because and our storehouses are filled with everything we need, and we're not lacking anything. Alufenu Masubolim Ein Peretz Vein Yotzes Vein Tzvoch Rechobosim. It goes back to the children. Shivas talking about Gedolim, the adults surrounded by their children, or Mamshech their Derech, and because the children want to be Mamshech the Derech of the Gedolim. Ain parrots, so nothing bad happens to them. Ain svacha berchov, saying there's no screaming, yelling in the streets. Ashiom shakachalav, a people who bring up their children properly, that the children want to be mamshich their derech, and they learn from the previous door what it is that they have to be mamshir. Ashom shekacha. The happiness of a nation is that they have such a type of behavior, that each generation gives the next generation, the new generation wants to be mamshir the old generation. And where does this come from? Ashi ha'om shashem lokim. Two things. That the happiness of a nation is as much as the happiness, the fact that it's a healthy society. But the real happiness comes from the cause of it, which is Hashem Elokav. That is, it's an interesting insight. Asher Ha'om Shashem Elokav means what binds us as a nation together. Why are the Jewish people a nation? In any sense. Jewish people are a nation. Hashem Elokav. And that is what separates us and gives us that deep sense of satisfaction. When, in the 1880s, there was tremendous anti-Semitism in Russia. And Russia was where the main Jewish population was living. And people were wondering, what's the cause for the anti-Semitism? And there were different theories. There were theories you find in the Sfarim, and then there were secular theories. And that secular theory was that we're not a people like every other people. And if we'd be a people like every other people, so then no one would hate us. No one hates the people from Honduras. But why not? The regulation. Like the people from Guatemala or anywhere. But we're not a nation. Why not? We're not defined in the same way. So we have to define ourselves as a nation. We've got to get a language, the recreation of modern Hebrew. We've got to get a flag. We've got to get a land. That was the whole idea of early Zionism. To become a nation like every other nation. Sort of assimilation on a national basis. But we shouldn't stand out. What does the apostle says? No. That's not what's going to give us satisfaction, longevity. what is the happiness of the Jewish people? What defines us as is that what defines us as a people? Hashem Elokov HaBrisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, we have the ability to do what no other people can do. Sense of Messiah, you're one generation giving to another generation. A new generation and Mamshech the old generation. Tehillah LeDavid. Now, Arumimcho Elokai HaMelech Vavor Hashimcho LeOlam Voed. Here we're talking about two things, Elokai HaMelech and Shimcho. What's happening? What's happening here is very, very simple. Arumimcho, I will make you high. Elokai HaMelech. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our understanding and beyond our description. And that's part of the godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's outside the universe, totally distinct from the universe, beyond it. I mean, it's very, very high. On the other hand, even though he's very high and beyond the universe, he's Elokai. He enables us to have a personal relationship with us, and it goes in two directions. He cares about us, and we can relate to him. But he's a Melech. Melech means, we discussed past, he runs and controls the world in an absolute way. That's Malchus Shemayim. It's Hashgach HaPratos. Hashgach who's running the world in a detail, absolute way. Aramimcha, I will make you very high in the sense I know that you're beyond this world. Even though you're a Lokai and you're the Melech. Vavor Cheshimcho Lolam Vod. Hashem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond this world, he impacts this world in countless ways. The Hashem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the way we know that he's running the world in a detailed manner. And there's this Hashem, the Hashem of this shame, Yudkevavke, this shame, Elokim, this shame, Shaitai, Chanun, Racham, all the different midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he runs and how he impacts this world. And that's what we say in Anim Zmiros. Anim Zmiros, we say like this. Anim Zmiros, Mishir Mero. Al kein adabe b'chon nichpados v'shimcha chabei b'shiri yedidos. Asap v'chvodcho, I will relate your cover of l'risich, I can't see you. Adamcho, I will approximate you. Achancho, I'll give it a name. Lo yedaticha, but who you really are, I don't know. So how do I do it? B'yad neviyecho, b'sod avadecho, d'mi sadar koredas. And he says, G'duloscho u'purosecho, your godless and your power, kinu is given a name, l'tokif pulosecho. It's the strength of what you do. Dimu oscho, they have approximated you, v'loke v'yeshcho, but that's not really what you are. V'yashvucha, and they've equated you, l'fim asecho, to your deeds. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our understanding. It's beyond us. It's totally different than us. But that's our Rumimcha. But the shameless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he's misguided to this world, that I can give bracha now. Shimcho lola. What does it mean? Avor Hashimcho. I'll give a bracha to your shame. When we say a bracha, borcha to Hashem. So, a bracha to a human being is, I hope something good happens to you. But you can't do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I hope something good happens to you. That's not, it doesn't work that way. So Chaim Voloshin writes, so all of Nefesh HaChaim is about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a system in this world that the way he's misguided to this world through his midos depends on Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael, by acting properly, give power to HaKadosh Baruch to misguide in this world. And we increase Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu's powers, his power in this world through concept of bracha, through our mitzvah, the Meisim Tov. However, b'chol yom avochecha. In this world, every day I'll praise you. Ba'ala shimcha lo olam v'ed. And I will mahal your shame in olam haba. Now, that's very interesting. We said that Nachman the Vorach Ka, me Atovad Olam Aluka. We will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever. So Govar HaMelech says, what does forever mean? Olam Azo, Olam Abo. And Godo Hashem, Hu Lo Ma'od. What does it mean, Godo Hashem? He's very big. No. Godo Hashem is the ultimate cause to everything in this world. The Medrash says, "Ein lecha kol eisa v'eisa." There's not one blade of grass in this world that is not a separate malach memunolav that makes it grow. And that comes with its secret from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens in this world, down to the growth of every individual blade of grass, is directly caused by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world isn't just happening according to rules. The rules describe the regularity with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world down to its finest detail. That's Godol Hashem. That's Hashem's Gadlus. That he runs this world down to the finest detail. Muhulomot. And because of that, anything that happens in this world comes from him. And he is to be praised. Lidul also, but his real greatness and effect, there's no way we understand it. So, Dovra Melech here is balancing two things continually at the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond this world. He impacts this world and runs this world down to the finest detail, and that's how we see him, and that's how we notice him. And because of that, we're so overwhelmed by it, it makes us want to give shefach. But reality, also his greatness and chayke, there's no way that we can penetrate it or understand it with any degree of depth. Dor l'dor yishavach ma'asach. Here is very interesting with how the Malbim explains it. Many other Mephoshim explain it very different. It says, each generation generation after generation understands the way the world goes more than a generation before. Obviously, science is always progressing. So understanding this world, how it runs, one generation goes beyond. And it's very interesting, he says, of course, every generation thinks the generation before it was totally ignorant. Another 30 years, they'll say whatever they thought today, they're totally ignorant. That's the increase of knowledge of this world. And because of that, there's ma'asecha u'gvurasecha. But there's another mahalach in Dol Dor Yishavach Masach. The Gemara in Brachas, says we say Hekel, Hagodo, Hagibor, Vahatog. And someone was once davening, and after he finished Hekel, Hagodo, Hagibor, Vahatog, he kept giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 other titles. And then the Amora who was there turned and says, you finished? You don't finish. The biggest shevach we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is L'chodu Miyu Tehillah that we are put into silence by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness is beyond us, and even that we see is so overwhelmingly great we can't even open our mouths about it. But we are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the one hand, we say L'chodu Miyu Tehillah, that the greatest praise can be silence, but there's a danger in silence that you forget about it. If a person confronts the Gavos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're just stuck with silence. You can't even open your mouth. But without recognizing it, that recognition doesn't become part of it. And Dola Doi Shavach Masecha. If I am praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because all the Doros previously have done it. And we say that, and we said in the last capital till that our job is to be Mamshech of previous Doros. Logically, you have no right to do it. But the world can't always function logically. Logically, we're struck with silence when it comes to our control. But every generation has always done it because they felt it was necessary to internalize the message and make it part of them, express that thing, even though it's totally inadequate. Is ma'asecho u'vurasecho. What's the difference between ma'asecho and u'vurasecho? So, ma'asecha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Hashem b'chokhmo yosad oretz means chokhno san v'lo yav. In order for us to be able to function in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make it a world that has a say that the way things are today was yesterday and it's going to be tomorrow. If the laws of nature changed every day, we wouldn't know how to deal with nature. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to set up an entire system based on tremendous chokhmah. Shem b'chokhmah yosad oretz. And that system is, that's ma'asech. We praise the fact there's a whole logical system. The laws of nature, predictable. Grosecha, something else. There's the laws of nature, and then we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power in his running of the world. Yagib. That is, and we relate that. We praise his ma'asim, and we talk about all the powerful things that he has in this world. Hadar kvod hadecho v'divrei neflosecho osich. Hadar kvod hadecho. The covet of your glory is beautiful. The whole system, the way it works. And here we've been makir that there's an unbelievable system working. Kadosh Baruch Hu's running it hands on. But to the whole system, how he's doing it. The divrei neflosecho and the nisim. So we have three levels. Four levels. There are the laws of nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there is Elokai HaMelech, that he runs this world through Hashgach HaPratis. And we see how the world functions according to Hashgach. Then there's Gvur Secha, besides the day in, day out world, the regular function. There's certain things that are very powerful reminders to us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So that's what we say. Shekocho uvuroso mole olam. And then there's the Maisa Nisim sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, when he totally forgets about the laws of nature and goes beyond the laws of nature. That's the different flow. The different ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu impacts and runs the world. What will I talk about? What do people love to talk about? I love to talk about Nisim. I'll talk about the power of your Nisim. And I'll teach other people not only about the Nisim, about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world in a powerful way. Okay, now. Here, Zecher Avtucha Yabir. It's a Koschi Yavanim. But it's not only in the Chochmah of the laws of nature, it's not only in the power of it. Rav Tuvcho Yabir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does run this world in Midas HaChesed. In a sense, this is theory. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world with din, with laws. And laws don't only subject to Chesed. If someone is this construction site and someone drops a brick and it's falling down and I'm walking underneath, it's going to hit me in the head. And I'll break my head if I'm not protected. But when we see the totality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, we see it's done. Rav Tuvcho with amazing talks. How it works within nature, we don't know. It's a kosech yiranim. And they'll praise the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tzaddik. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean, a tzaddik? HaKadosh Baruch Hu means a tzaddik means that he fulfills all of his obligations. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll finish off Asher next week.